Welcome to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Long-running efforts to remove dams along the Brandywine River to allow shad and other fish to migrate up the waterway appear to be on hold indefinitely. But environmental advocates involved in the effort are turning their attention to other opportunities to highlight the Brandywine and the resources it offers. Delaware Public Media contributor John Hurdle recently joined some of those advocates on a kayak trip down the Brandywine to learn more about the fate of the dam removal project and new funding to promote the river as a resource. His piece on that trip and what's happening along the Brandywine is available at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me this week to discuss it. So let's start with this kayak trip down the Brandywine. Can you tell us a little bit about who organized it and what was the general goal of holding it?
Well, it was organized by a nonprofit called Upstream Alliance, and they're an environmental group, an outdoor education group, and I guess their missions are one, environmental education; two, they want to improve public access to natural areas. And they're also very interested in ensuring water quality. So the purpose of this in the Brandywine was to highlight the existence of the Brandywine as a natural gem in a largely urban area, and stress its value as a recreational asset, which some would say has been underestimated. But they were also hoping to draw attention to the ongoing campaign to remove or modify the 10 remaining dams on the Brandywine, which would facilitate fish passage. That is, make it easier for migratory fish, notably the American shad, to migrate to their upstream spawning grounds, which they've been unable to do for more than 200 years since these dams were built.
And you have reported on this effort to remove those dams for some time now. And there was a lot of optimism about it initially. What have these groups been able to accomplish to date with that process?
Well, so far they've just removed one dam, and that is the furthest downstream dam. And that was back in 2019. Now, that, in fact, on its own was actually quite a success. As a result of that removal, the shad returned in significant numbers and got as far as dam number two, just south of Brandywine Park. Unfortunately, that's as far as they can get at the moment, because dam number two remains there and will remain there because it's part of the water supply system for the city of Wilmington. So that dam is not going to be removed. There may be other methods of getting the fish past that dam. So I guess it's fair to say that the dam removal slash modification program has been kind of a halting success in the approximately 10 years since it's been around. You know, advocates will say that they're still hoping to remove dams that can be removed, but they're increasingly talking about other ways in which migratory fish can actually get past those obstacles.
Well, you mentioned why Dam 2 is staying put, because it's part of the water source for the city of Wilmington. Are there some other things that have stalled efforts to remove dams elsewhere along the Brandywine?
Well, yes, there have. And the biggest single obstacle is that by the Hagley Museum and Library, which is the complex that was started by the DuPont family when they started making gunpowder there in the early 19th century. And Hagley refuses to remove any of their dams. I mean, they've made it very clear that they don't want any of those dams removed. And their argument is that those dams are an important part of the early history of the United States, and specifically the history of the DuPont family and their establishment of gunpowder manufacturing in that location. And these days, it's a museum, and it's a very lovely place, and it's a very fascinating glimpse into Delaware's industrial history. And there are four dams on the Hagley property, and those are going to remain in place. Now, there's additional resistance by at least one homeowners association at one of the dams. There's a big apartment complex there called Brandywine Falls, and reportedly the homeowners association there is also resisting the proposed removal of dam number five, apparently for aesthetic reasons.
So you mentioned or alluded to earlier the idea there are other ways for the migratory fish to continue moving up the river. Are there some other options that appear to be workable on the table to make that happen without removing the dams?
Well, yes, there are. Advocates are pretty optimistic that things called rock ramps can be built on one side or other of a dam, and that will allow the fish to move upstream of the dam, or at least a good portion of the fish, whilst allowing the dam to remain in place. And experts say that these rock ramps allow between 50 and 80% of the migrating fish to go upstream. That none of them are in place at the moment, but experts are pretty confident that would be a way of addressing this issue. Now, as far as Hagley is concerned, they say that they would like the Army Corps of Engineers to come up with a plan to facilitate fish passage across the four dams on that property. And they're waiting for the Army Corps. I did check in with them, and they say that there is a plan that they put together, but they have been unable to implement it so far because it hasn't been approved, and they don't yet have funding. So Hagley says that that they are certainly open to the idea of finding other ways for the fish to get past their dams other than removing them.
Aside from limiting the movement of migrating fish, are there any other concerns about leaving these dams intact going forward along the Brandywine?
Well, I think the biggest objection is one of flooding. Since these dams represent to differing degrees an impediment to the downstream flow of water, then in times of when there's big storms, then water can back up behind these dams and flood the surrounding areas. And the folks who want to remove the dams say that act would alleviate the flooding problem. But the counter argument to that is that all of these dams are pretty low, and so they're not a major impediment to the downstream flow of floodwaters. So it's not going to make a whole lot of difference, they say, if the dams are removed.
So with dam removal somewhat on the shelf for now, these advocates are looking for other opportunities to highlight the Brandywine. This kayak trip included an announcement about some federal funding for one specific effort. Can you tell us a little bit about that, and how much is the federal government kicking in, and what's the focus of this funding?
Well, indeed. So this was something of a surprise and kind of a boost for the river advocates here. So National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, an official from NOAA, showed up at a creekside ceremony on September 13th to announce that his colleagues had identified about between a quarter and a half $1 million for education funding in the Delaware that apparently can be used to kind of kickstart some of the education programs that are sought by the advocates here. Now, this would be in addition to about $1 million, which is in the it's in the federal budget, and it's been advocated apparently successfully so by Senator Chris Coons. And so the combination would help the advocates here launch various educational programs.
Is there a sense of what those programs might look like and what the goals of those programs would be?
Well, what they want to do, first of all, is to create professional development programs for teachers, telling them about the ecology and the environment of the creek, so that to begin with, I guess they can take those ideas back to the classroom, design some programs, and then the advocates would like to start running kayak trips like the one that I did for K to 12 students, and you know, an experiential learning, as they call it, is a major goal of Upstream Alliance and the other environmental groups that were involved in this project, and a couple of them would include the Partnership for the Delaware Estuary and the Nature Conservancy. Those folks were all on board with this, and so what they all want to see a lot more kids on the creek learning about the nature and hopefully becoming environmental advocates in time.
So you, as you mentioned, had a chance to spend time on this particular kayak trip. How much do you feel giving people, especially young people, a chance to really experience the Brandywine firsthand would have in you know, kind of creating what you said, this experiential experience that actually has an impact?
Well, it is a lovely place. I mean, it was at least the first of the 2 days in which I participated were very, very peaceful. The river is very shallow. The banks are thickly wooded. There's a lot of bird life, and it's a very relaxing experience. It should be said that the second day was a lot more challenging because, I mean, as the angle of the creek or the fall of the creek gets steeper as you get towards Wilmington, there are more dams which were built there to power mills back in the 18th century, and there's a lot more white water, so it's a lot more challenging as a kayaker on those sections of the creek. But further up the creek, it's a very nice experience. I should say that 2 years ago, Upstream Alliance ran a similar trip down the Cooper River in Camden County and Camden City, New Jersey. And that was for local teenagers, and many of whom sort of came back very inspired because they didn't know that this river was kind of in their midst and represented a huge, a big recreational asset and kind of an unexpected natural gem in their midst. And so the organizers of this trip are hoping to inspire and to teach kids and their teachers about the natural gem that's right there on their doorstep.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece on efforts to highlight the Brandywine River and its resources is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We have an update on the future of a historic home in Wilmington once targeted for demolition. That's next on The Green here on Delaware Public Media.